Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to all the freshers that I met at the University of Actual Bath last night. It was really good. They were all very excited. First week of uni and all that.
Oh, I thought you meant to see you.
No, God, no. Are you typing?
Yeah, sorry, just doing some admin. Okay, I was actually just logging onto the text.
All right, good. We got really lost on the way there. Our sat-nav had broke. And you kind of forget how much you do actually rely on sat-nav now.
Right.
We had to buy a map off
you
the
80s. You just go down the motorway. How can you get lost?
Well, no, because the Uni of Bath, I mean, obviously you say yes, you go down the M4 and you come off at Junction 18, but it's actually quite hard to get to, and there are many country roads to navigate before you actually get to the university. But they do still sell maps in garages, everybody, if you need one. Which kind of helped.
Was it a 2011 edition, or did you have to buy a few years back?
We got there in the end, but obviously I wasn't driving. And you know when you fall asleep in a car and you wake up really confused? And Grimmy was on really loud on the radio, and I was like, no idea where I am. So I tweet, listening to Grimmy, woke up very confused, don't know where I am. He thinks I'm, like, in some stranger's bed or something, or, like, in a gutter. So then launches this full-scale investigation on air as to where I am. I'm like, no, I'm listening to you in a car. So that had some of his listeners a little bit like, what the, for a while. But we got there in the end, and it was really very good. Very good indeed. And then today, I have had a good day because my mate, I've not seen for ages, we went for a massage, and it was £10, not together.
Oh, yeah.
Separate rooms.
Not one of those.
No, it wasn't one. No. What, at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I don't know.
Absolutely not. Not that I would go at any time.
I know you were late, so you must have been a good one.
That was another reason. No, it was good. £10, though. It was on one of those, you know those sites where you get the voucher codes, and then if loads of people buy them, then it's really, really cheap.
Mm.
They're good, aren't they?
I don't know. I've never done one, but I know a lot of people who do them all the time.
I am. My friends are obsessed with it. I am now fully on board. 2 years too late. I love it. So I have signed up to already... because of my cheap massage today, two of these voucher sites. Because they're good, aren't they? I don't want to miss out on any of them offers.
Well, the thing is, I find quite a lot of people now use them and buy stuff that they wouldn't normally have just because they think it's a bargain.
Yes. One of my friends was on the other day to me going, right, they've got this brilliant garden furniture, like these chairs, and they look really lush. And normally they're like 500 quid, but now they're £50. And I'm like, really? And also, you don't even have a garden.
Yeah, it's that. It's that whole thing of thinking that you need it just because it's a bargain.
And also, would it be fair to say, in my opinion, that some of the offers may be a little too good to be true?
Well, I see what you mean. You think
like,
that they
really
never...
it's that price now, is it?
Well, I think you know those things where it's never the original price?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder where it would be sold for the original price.
Yeah. I tell you who is absolutely obsessed with these.
Who?
Unlucky Gary. I'm going to prove this to you in a minute. Someone's been on saying, this is Scott in New York, I've signed up to one of those sites and today ended up buying a sofa because it was 81% off. Don't even have a house. See, they're just addictive, they really are. I like 81% off as well. It doesn't actually tell you what the original price was. Brilliant. Some people are properly obsessed with these sites. Unlucky Gary being one of them. So I'm going to call him with an offer that I found. Because I think he's all signed up.
Bless him.
Hello,
it's me.
Hi, all right.
Did you have a look?
Yeah, have you got the email?
I'll have a look. Oh, you've sent me an email to work?
BBC, yeah, BBC.
Okay. Oh, cheers. All right, I'll have a look. Oh, yeah, I just see it. Okay, cool.
All right, look.
Also, you know those websites, the ones like with the vouchers on?
Yeah.
If, you know, a certain amount of people buy something, everyone gets a discount?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I'm signed up for them.
Yeah, because I did one today. I've never actually done one before.
Yeah.
And I was like, we went to this, like, spa place, and it was, okay. Like, £10 for a massage.
Yeah.
Also, I've just had a look as well. Do you fancy doing this with me, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've got to do it before June.
Okay.
Next year.
Yeah.
But it's, you go to Florida.
Yeah.
£69.
Yeah.
And, like, you go on a training course for 4 days.
Yeah.
And then they
£69 to go to Florida?
Yeah, and then... But it's, like, obviously loads of people have to do it.
Okay.
Right, so you go to Florida, 4 days on this training course, they put you in this flight simulator.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then on the end of the fourth day, you get, like, this 48-hour trip into space.
For £69?
Yes. And then they do, like, a video of your trip as well, and you get, like, apparently it's, like, all-inclusive.
How many people have to do that?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but it's like, £69 each.
I've seen that.
And it's, like, it says glass of champagne on your arrival and everything.
Before June?
I think, yeah, I'm just looking now. 4 days.
Well...
Do you fancy that?
That'd be amazing.
Would you do it with me?
For that money as well, yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. Well, I might just apply. I think, like, 500 people have to do it, and then it's £69.
Okay.
All right, I'll let you know anyway, and I'll email you back.
Okay, thanks.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Told you he was addicted to those sites.
He loves it.
£69 for a trip to space.
A free champagne on arrival.
Yeah. And it's all inclusive. Did I say all inclusive?
Yes, you did.
What's that? Like food in bags?
You get a wristband for space.
All inclusive with a straw. Oh, he's just gone on again saying that can't be real. So he's just texted me saying it can't be real. No, it's not. Hi, Gabby.
Hiya.
Now, we spoke to you earlier in the week on the show, didn't we?
You most certainly did, yep.
What happened?
My son, bless him, decided to stitch me up big time.
Yeah. He's at uni, and you have been calling him a little bit worried about him.
Yeah, as any mum would be, yeah, I'm a little bit worried about him. I'm just checking up on him, making sure that he's eating okay, and he's managing all right with the washing machine and all that old business, yeah.
So Nick, your son, got in touch with me and said maybe we could make a call, without you knowing about it, on the radio, where we just play some slightly worrying sound effects down the phone at you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And it didn't really faze you much.
I was absolutely terrified.
Were you?
Frightened, yes.
So, you've sent me an email yesterday.
Yes.
What's the plan?
The plan is for you to call him under the guise of the University Student Accommodation Department, just advising him that there's been an administrative error with the accommodation that he's in at the moment.
Right.
And he needs to move out. There are some Chinese students arriving at the weekend.
Oh, my God, you've gone through the whole thing in your head already.
Hell yeah. They have priority over the accommodation because they've paid a whole year's rent in advance.
Right, we're getting this all down, OK. I love it that when mums get revenge. You've obviously been thinking about this a lot overnight, right?
Most definitely, yes.
So you want us to kind of turn the tables and give Nick a call and tell him that he's got to move out of the house he's just moved into?
Yep, him and his three mates.
Do you reckon he'll go for it?
I hope so.
Right, okay. I like your cunning scheme. I never thought it would go the other way, did you, Becky? Where it's like, and now mums go bad.
No, I love it.
Now, I've got one of the many Chris's who are working on the show this week here. Not Chris off the news, not my mate Chris, but another Chris. We'll call him Chris 3. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Now, he's going to make the call for you. He's going to be the important sounding person because he does sound important.
Yes, I'm so important that I'm called Chris 3.
That's right. I'll tell you what, we'll play a song and we'll get all the details and then we'll come back and do it, all right?
Okay.
Wait there, Gabby. I should say at this point, we have recorded this call earlier, because a load of people are like, oh, you're stupid. Have you not got brains? If you do it now, he's going to know. You idiots. And other things they were calling me, they actually really weren't nice, were they? Some of the words are horrible. I don't even know words like that existed. They do. So we recorded this earlier. So here is Chris 3 off of the show. That's not the news one, not the... Oh, no, I wouldn't say that he's not a friend, but, you know, not my mate, Chris.
Thanks.
Chris 3, giving Nick a little call and Gabby kind of getting her own back a little bit. Here it is.
Hello?
Hi, is that Nicholas?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Dane Bowers here from University Accommodation Service. Have you got a moment to talk?
Now's not a good time. Can you call back later?
It's quite urgent, actually.
Right.
I was hoping we could talk about... It's Road, the property you live in, isn't it?
Yes.
And you live with Harrison and Kerry and Kimmy?
Yes.
Great. I just wanted to discuss a problem that's come up. Unfortunately, the property that you're in for this academic year has been double rented.
Yes.
So, Unfortunately, what this means is that Chinese students have been allocated your property for the year.
I'm just getting my hair cut. Can you call me back later?
Well, we've got this developing situation here where we need to get the students into your property.
But it's our house. We've paid the deposit.
I appreciate that, but unfortunately the Chinese students have paid up front for the entire year.
I really can't talk now. I'm really going to have to ring you back later, I'm afraid.
Just one second. Yeah, I've just been given a message by one of my colleagues here. The difficulty is that the Chinese students are actually on the way now.
I don't understand how this has happened.
Well, it is a matter of regret for us, but unfortunately we've so many students to process in such a short space of time. Unfortunately, your property's just been double booked.
Okay.
We do have a one-bedroom flat in Ipswich available, which we will be obviously moving you into, so it's not like you're just going to have to...
I don't want to move to a flat in Ipswich. We've paid our deposit and we've started paying our rent for this house.
Well, it's a very good flat in Ipswich.
I don't want a flat in Ipswich. I'm happy where I am.
Well, we do get some people regressing the fact they're going to be sharing accommodation, but they often at the end of the year say that it's all just part of the student experience.
I really don't understand how this is my problem. This is, you should be sorting this out. I shouldn't have to move. I've moved all of my stuff in.
The problem is with the flat being in Ipswich. I'm not quite understanding that. How far is Ipswich away from your university?
I'm at Essex, so it's about... I don't know how far away it is, but it's not close.
Essex,
I'm sorry, I'm really not understanding why you're telling me that I've got to move out of a house.
The reason we wanted to give you the heads up in this phone call is that it's very important that they're made welcome and they do expect to be greeted well. So what time are you going to be back at the house?
I don't know. I'm getting my hair cut at the minute. I'm really sorry, but why are Chinese people moving into my house?
They, as we said, have paid up front for this house and they are expecting the property. They're actually coming down the motorway now. They're in the van. And we were just wondering if you would be able to help them move their items into the house?
But it's my house.
Yeah, about 6 o'clock.
No.
Is that going to be a problem?
Yeah.
That's a shame, because we were hoping you'd be able to greet them in other ways as well. The Chinese do expect to be looked after when they arrive at a house, so we were just wondering whether you might be able to bake a small sponge.
I've figured you out, by the way. You're calling from a block number.
It's University Accommodation Service. We just always call from a block number. It's just the way our exchange works.
Okay, well, I can't...
Hi, Gabby.
Oh, do you know what, he's going to be on the phone to me now?
Oh, God. Let's call him back.
Hello?
You all right?
Yes.
Did you get your hair cut in the end?
You're calling from a block number, Mum. This is highly suspicious.
No, I'm calling from the office phone. I'm still at work. I'm doing some more work.
I don't believe you.
I am. I'm at work.
Well, no, apparently Chinese people are moving into our house.
Do what?
I know. You're not very good at acting.
Hello.
I hate you, Scott Mills.
It's not actually my fault. Don't hate on me. Gabby, I think you should tell Nick what happened.
Just a little bit of payback for you, Nick. How do you feel?
I've got to go because the woman wants to cut behind my ears.
Maybe your mum emailed me yesterday and wanted her own back a little bit.
Was the guy's name Dane Bowers?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I thought that was a bit weird.
Yeah. Good. Don't worry, there's no Chinese people, and you don't have to bake a sponge or anything.
Brilliant.
Anything you want to say to your mum, Nick?
I will get you back, Mum, by the way. This isn't the end of this.
Gabby, that was incredible.
Oh, God, he went for it.
When Mum, strike back.
Okay, I've really got to go, because the woman...
Okay.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
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 Love you, Gabby.
Love you. Thank you so much for making my year.
That was brilliant.
Speak to you soon.
We heart our listeners a lot sometimes. Someone just texted in, mullet. No, hello, nothing, just mullet, spelt wrong.
It's because before that you said, who gets their hair cut only behind their ears? And someone without even saying hiya or anything, just mullet.
Mullet. That was genius. A lot of people very much enjoying that. And thank you to Nick for being such a good sport. He is not moving out of his house. He's happy where he is. He doesn't want a flat in Ipswich.
Don't want a flat in Ipswich. I'm happy where I am.
Stu has been on from Ipswich, saying that he wants to point out that Ipswich is actually a very nice place to live. He just wasn't living in Ipswich. It's a bit of a trek. I didn't say anything about Ipswich being bad. Oh, God. Lols to the people from Ipswich still being on, saying there's nothing wrong with Ipswich. There isn't. Someone's been on saying, I have a flat in Ipswich and I don't see what the problem is. I like it. That's Lloyd from Ipswich. I'm not saying that.
I don't want a flat in Ipswich. I'm happy where I am.
Right. Do you know what I've missed on my little holidays away? Drinking juice? Killing snakes? I have missed Stupid Street. The people of Stupid Street. So it's back today, and Smooth Talking Dan has been out on the street of stupidity, to ask the questions that really matter. Are there any words that you can't say, Becky?
I don't think so. There's one word which annoyed me for about 6 months when I worked here, because when I saw it written down, I couldn't pronounce it properly. Do you remember there was a band called the Cortinas?
Oh, yeah.
But every time I saw it written down, I had to say the Cortineers.
Yeah, that happened to me as well.
Couldn't.
On air.
I don't know why. It's like Cortineers. And yeah. Even now, I have to really concentrate before I say it. Yeah. But luckily,
haven't had to worry about that for a while, have we?
No, and that doesn't bother me anymore. I don't think there's anything every day.
No. I can't think of one for myself either.
I think it's stuff like some people have like problems with hippopotamus.
Yeah.
And like thesaurus. It tends to be ones with like us in.
Yeah. So, STD has been on the Stupid Street and asked them, are there any words that you can't say? That's the question we've asked. You can have, I better be generous, it's my first points back, 20 Scott Mills points if you get any of the answers correct. Any of the words.
Okay.
I'm looking for most popular answer, really.
I'm going to say... that. What's that train station in Wales that no one can ever say? The one that ends in go, go, goth.
Oh, yeah. I got very excited, like overly excited when I went past there once.
Have you been past it?
Yeah.
I've never been to it.
Yeah. I didn't realise I was going past it. I was like, it's that one that no one can say or spell.
I'm going to say that one. Although, how many people are actually going to have that in every day? So I'm going to have that one as my weird answer, and then I'm going to have thesaurus.
Okay, so, on Stupid Street, what are the words they can't say?
What was your name?
Lucy.
Lucy, are there any words that you find hard to say?
Yes, most words. Well, specifically.
I used to have a lot of trouble saying ointment.
Say it again.
Ointment. See?
Navratilova.
Are there any words that you find quite hard to say?
Spaghetti, sometimes.
You nailed it then, you did quite well there.
Yeah, foliage. Foliage. I don't know.
Say it again.
Foliage. Foliage.
Once more?
It's either one of them. Foliage or foliage.
Foliage. Foliage.
Provocative.
Actually, in a lecture yesterday, we learnt about anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Navratilova.
Is there any words that you find hard to say?
Well, I speak two other languages, so not really.
Navratilova.
I've got, people say I've got a lisp.
Okay, so what words do you struggle with?
Sausages.
That's alright, that's fine.
Oh, is it?
Are there any words that you find hard to say at all? It's been quite fashionable, actually. I've just noticed.
Thank you. Kavari? Cavalry.
My name? Rahul. Unless I put on an Indian accent, I can't pronounce it properly.
Okay, what about just like roly poly?
Roly poly.
Yeah.
You should have got anti
disa. I almost said it. I had it written down on my bit of paper as well.
Right. So, none of yours were in there, were they?
No.
I don't think the people on the text have done so well today either.
What?
Because, I know, exactly, Smooth Talking Dan is here. Dan, just a small thing.
Yeah.
Why did you have... Because sometimes you suggest things, don't you, to the Stupid Street people just to see.
Yeah.
Right. Why did you have an 80s tennis player on your list of things to suggest that maybe they wouldn't be able to say?
Oh, is that on your prompting thing?
Yeah.
I wonder why there were so many of that come up. You know, like when he goes out and he has, like, examples.
Yeah.
And then, well, Navratilova was on there.
Yeah.
It's a hard one, isn't it? Navratilova.
Navratilova, but why was that on your list?
Oh, it's just one for me.
Okay, good.
Chris Stark as well said he struggled with it.
So really?
You know, obviously, and clearly Stupid Street struggled with Navratilova as well.
Right, I like it that you do still think of tennis players from a long time ago, from days gone by. It's good, really good. So if you said Navratilova as the words that Stupid Street can't say, then give yourself 20 very well-earned Scott Mills points. Now, here's the thing that went off on Twitter last night. One of our mates, you know him too, our friend, went to the laundrette and did a service wash, got a service wash done, got it back to his house, all, you know, nice neat pile. There's nothing I like more than that pile of fresh washing. Do you know what I mean?
I've never used a laundrette, but I
just do it once in your life.
I've always wanted to, and I've never chance.
I know you wash your own clothes, but shell out a little bit, you know, just spend the money just once in your life, because you won't ever get that.
Is it a better wash? It must be.
It smells so good.
Does it?
Oh yeah. And the little pile they make it, and I could never do a pile like that. Like make the pile that good, I meant. Anyway, so our mate got the service wash back and looking for his clothes, and it appears that someone else's pants are in the pile. Now, what do you do in this situation? Do you keep them? Because let's face it, they have been washed. Because as our friend was saying, they are one tidy, tidy pair of pants. They're quite new. They look quite new. They're nice.
Right size?
Yes. So I'm saying, keep them, I think. I think it's absolutely fine. Then everyone on Twitter was like, oh no, you'd have to, like, even with, if you bleach them loads, you should never keep them.
No, I don't think you should wear other people's bottom bits.
I don't agree. I mean, granted, they have been on someone else, but I'm absolutely fine with that.
No, I think it's like when Matt Fincham asked to borrow my jogging bottoms for the for yoga. I've always felt a bit uncomfortable about that.
Well, don't ask them back. I'd burn them immediately.
Well, I just find it a bit odd that he'd want to wear my...
Yeah, well, that's something for you and him to sort out, maybe off air.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, let's face it, we've all done it. I often find rogue men's pants in my boxer drawer. Does everyone not?
Yeah, no, I have had this incident.
Right, and also I have to say it's caused arguments in a few relationships in my life. Whose pants are these, etc.? They're not mine, they're not yours. Don't know. Yeah. What's happened there with you?
Well, with mine, they were just like plain black boxer shorts. My boyfriend was like, these are not mine. Whose are they? And I'm like, well, they're certainly not mine. Mm. He was like, well, you must know. And it was a big old kind of debate. And in the end, I worked it out. I think he recently moved out of the flat he lived in before. And I think he'd picked up his friend's boxer shorts and brought them with him. But I mean,
that's what he tells you. See, he could be at fault there. Anyway, I'm saying, is it possible that everyone has a pair of someone else's pants and therefore everyone is evens? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm trying to work out who'd have some of mine. No, I don't think
so. Is there like a chain of pant borrowing that is kind of, you know, worldwide and eventually comes back to you?
What are you trying to suggest that at some point everyone should give back the pair that they have of other people's?
I think so, yes. Like how do you go about that?
Like a pant amnesty day.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I think we should have an underwear amnesty.
Right, so in your eyes, the ideal situation would be where I get a box, put it in the office upstairs, write pant amnesty on it.
Yeah, just pant would be fine.
Pant, and then secretly at some point when no one else is looking, everyone from work can bring back in pairs that they think belong to other people in the office.
Yeah.
And then later in the day, everyone can go through and go, oh, yeah, they're mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And no questions asked about how they got to the other person's house.
Absolutely. No one gets judged here. I have to say, after us talking about our underwear amnesty, a lot of people really want to work at Radio 1 if we have a box where we all bring each other's pants in. I know that sounds weird, but it's not really like that.
No.
I mean, it's very free and easy here. But
no, it's not like that. It's just because in London, a lot of people still share houses, like, into their kind of late 20s.
Yeah.
Like, with people from work and stuff, so...
Yeah, we've all got... I mean, God, I've got so many people's drawers from... drawers? pants from in my drawers at work. Or drawers.
Calling them drawers, like off of Nav.
Who? My drawers. I've got so many. I think I've got most pair of most DJs.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. Old and new.
What, even Tom Deacon?
JK, Joel. Yeah, yeah.
Wes?
Yeah, don't know. Hi, Kieran.
All right, Scott.
Are you right?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good, what are you saying in your text?
Sorry?
What are you saying in your text?
I was looking through my drawer before I went to rugby on Saturday morning for some... But you know when you go through your drawer, right? And
yeah.
You're going through your underwear.
Yeah.
You wear your best pair, then you go through your best pair, and then
yeah.
Eventually you get to the bottom. At the bottom, there was this pair of maroon wide fronts.
Oh, lovely, that.
And I had wore wide fronts since I was, like, I don't know, nine.
No, I was thinking more maroon than the wide front. Yeah, go on.
I don't know who they could be, because I only live with my mum, and she does my washing, so... I don't know whose they are. I couldn't have picked them up for my mates because I don't know they wear wide fronts. So.
Exactly. This is why it's caused so much argument in my house sometimes because, like, they're like, whose are these? I'm like, I don't know. It's just you and your mum. Why would there be a pair of maroon wide fronts in your house?
No, yeah, exactly. And I didn't want to confront my mum about it because it could get really embarrassing. So
yeah,
I just don't do that. I just thought I'd leave it and put them on.
Oh, so you actually wore them. Brilliant.
See what they're like, and I'm not joking. I wore them for rugby, fantastic. I've got them on now, and I don't even know I'm wearing pants. And that's it just feels like I'm wearing nothing.
They're that comfy. You don't even feel like you're wearing a pant.
Yeah, just brilliant.
Isn't that good?
I'm gonna buy Y fronts from now on.
On the back of the rogue
wow.
pair of maroon Y fronts.
Yeah,
love that.
Loving it, feeling it.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Dean from Plymouth's been on. And him and his mate actually swapped boxers on purpose. Where do we stand on that, do we think?
Mm.
Just, well, I know his mate wanted Dean's Sonic the Hedgehog ones, and Dean really fancied his mate's Sesame Street pair. See, I think also that is absolutely fine. Right, bring the box in tomorrow, please, and I'll see what I can find.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know my favourite game to play when it's hot? Obviously, when I'm abroad in Europe and it's hot, my favourite game is gay or European, clearly by the pool, because it is a grey area. Are they gay or are they European? Playing that a lot in Cyprus. There were so many candidates for it.
Bet your dad loved that. Is he getting on board?
Yeah, definitely go that one, Scott.
Yeah. Love the insight into Mills Junior and Senior. Yeah, went on holiday with my dad. A few rounds of gay or European.
I disagree,
home.
Dad. I think definitely European. Oh, the hours flew by. No, but when it's hot, like here in the UK, like it is today in loads of places, I like playing this game. You know, like you and your mates would normally be wearing a T-shirt of some description, normally, because it's hot.
Mm.
Knowing this, you chase one of your friends around and just tag their back so their T-shirt touches their sweaty back and shows on their T-shirt. And as you tag them, just shout, "Sweaty back!" Really annoys them. Try that. Now, try it now if you're with a friend. It really is good. But not quite as good as gay European, but it's getting there. Callum off of Oxford's been on. Hi, Callum. He says, Scott, can you confirm if tomorrow, on the kind of Indian summer that we're having right now, will All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey be played? I'm going to have to ask some very important people, I think, aren't I?
It needs to go higher than me.
Does it?
I mean, I've got...
You kind of already said that it was going to happen.
Yeah, but I've got, like, 98% authority. There's, like, a still 2% that it needs to be cleared.
Could you send that email for me? Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to send it? I can do it.
I can do it for you now.
Get me up. I'm asking you to do admin.
What should I say? What's the subject?
It's Christmas.
Christmas.
Can Scott play the first Christmas song of the year tomorrow? And before everyone starts texting and going, it's only October. Actually,
yep.
No, last year we played Mariah Carey this time 2 weeks ago. But because I've been off, we haven't played.
How do you think that's going to fit with the 28, 29 degree weather they're predicting tomorrow?
Not a problem at all.
No?
No. So,
happy with people in shorts to be?
Yeah, yeah. We need to start it because, like, I start Christmas on Radio 1. You know it. Greg tries, it's not, it, no. I mean, sometimes he's like, oh, sorry, someone chose it on the 10-minute takeover. Doesn't really count.
No.
So, I think tomorrow should be Mariah Carey Day. Let me know what you think. Matt in Colchester's been on saying, for all us fans of Christmas, we are counting on you tomorrow, Scott. Looks like public pressure is definitely building.
It's a no.
For what? For Mariah Carey tomorrow. What do you mean it's a no?
No.
Let me see. You made that up. They didn't
say
no.
No, I didn't. They did reply.
Saying no?
Yes.
Tell them it was 2 weeks ago, this time last year, when I played Mariah Carey. Ooh, get me. You doing it?
Yeah. No. I just did comedy typing. I'm scared now they've said no.
Well, I'm making an appeal on live on air. Please.
We're allowed to play Summertime.
Oh, what's the point of that?
Because it'll be hot.
Drums,
tomorrow.
Please. Oh, get lost.
Okay. He wrote you a nice letter on headed notepaper once, and all you can say is that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He's a nice man, actually.
Exactly. He's just lovely.
It's a bit of a cliche playing that, isn't it, when it's hot? All right, cool. Well, look, get back to me about Mariah Carey, then. Good. Would you like to be on Dear Scott tomorrow?
Yes, this is please.
This is your last chance to send an email, and the Posh Radio 4 man will read it out in his beautiful voice tomorrow on this show. Thursday is all about Dear Scott, so if you've got something you've always wanted to ask us, or just ask generally, we'll answer it for you. Maybe you've always thought, oh, I would send an email, but I'll never get on. Believe me, you will. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email, put Dear Scott in the subject. It can be anything at all. It can be a question you want to ask. It can be something that's happened to you and your mates. It can be something you've found on the internet or something that's happened to you. Whatever, I don't care. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email. I would like to hear what you've got to say on Dear Scott tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.